Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for December 7th. Hi, Burns.
Hey, how are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing well, and the holiday season is upon us, a perfect time to look at some observations for all the foodies out there.
Well, yeah, we've all been dealing with a lot of food here recently, and we still got a lot of food to deal with to get through the holiday season, but the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agriculture Products Center here at Oklahoma State in Stillwater has once again identified the hottest food trends for the upcoming year. They do this every year to enable the businesses that rely on the Food and Agriculture Products Center to stay ahead of the curve. And so you ready for some top trends for the upcoming year?
Bring it.
All right. First, photo-friendly food. So people, I guess, with Instagram and the like want to not only enjoy their food, but to share it with each other. So the more colorful and textured and unique the food, the better, so people can take pictures of it. So, Kelly, be sure and look for purple vegetables, black ice cream, and blue algae lattes. So
As I always
that's
do.
That's one. There you go. And then the next one is transparency, which is another trend that continues to grow. Consumers want to know how their food got from the source to the store. That's kind of that farm-to-table kind of deal. Here's a trend I'm excited about, Middle Eastern cuisine. Ann and I love that food.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't a new concept, but Americans are ready to dive deeper into the culinary novelties of Israeli, Moroccan, and Persian cultures and their food. Other trends you want to make note of, innovative food waste reduction, a fourth meal to adapt eating schedules to fit busy lifestyles. That doesn't sound like much of a diet plan, but mushroom mania. I expect to see them in coffee, cocoa, ice cream, even soap and shampoo. Plant power, there's going to be a lot more vegetable entrees as consumers seek plant-based protein. More restaurants are joining the all-day breakfast bandwagon. You see that all over for the fast food world. Taco options, very popular. Breakfast and dessert tacos are now being joined by new, healthier varieties of seaweed-wrapped, poke-filled tacos. Poke-filled, that sounds like OSU. Floral flavors, you getting tired of this yet?
No, keep
floral,
going.
Floral-infused drinks and snacks, even adding whole flowers to petals of, and their petals to dishes, so you can have your rose on your cereal. But seriously, the Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center works to stimulate and support the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing here in Oklahoma.
And finally, Burns, OSU's Space Cowboys have been flying high once again.
They have indeed. Our Space Cowboys are back from NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. These engineering students have developed an instrument called a high-altitude meteorological system as part of the NASA Student Airborne Research Program. This instrument records atmospheric conditions at different altitudes. It's loaded aboard a NASA high-altitude research aircraft to reach extreme heights where the temperatures can drop below 76 degrees below zero. NASA hopes to use the OSU data to better understand the extreme conditions that will be encountered at altitudes of above 60,000 feet. That's 60,000 feet. And the work supports the OSU program for developing drones and sensors to enhance severe weather forecasting. So I'm proud of our OSU Space Cowboys, and we welcome them back.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.